You may see limits on how much ice you can buy at your local store. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains why many ice distributors are struggling to keep up with demand.
Some ice companies are doing just fine, but many others, including national chains, are struggling to keep up with demand. That's due to a combination of high temperatures, more visitors, packed events, and a tough labor market. Michael Bickelhaupt owns Colorado Ice Works near Denver. He's seen the shortages affect businesses around the entire state. He's been ordering ice from Utah to help meet demand, but he's still turning people away.
I got a call last week from a very well-known large grocery chain that wanted us to start supplying to 22 locations around Colorado ASAP.
He says they were willing to break contracts if he could supply their stores, but he couldn't. Bickelhaupt says some companies are having a hard time finding employees to get the ice made and delivered, and this Western heat wave isn't helping either. Businesses could buy new equipment to keep up, but he says in the winter, demand cools off. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.